Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You're listening to the Sitting in the Park show. Today, I'm going to start off the show with an interview. Right up here in the studio now, I have members of the Chicago group Essence. So I don't know if you guys want to introduce yourselves.
Frederick Smith, first tenor, second tenor, baritone, lead singer.
Chicago, how you doing? This is Marzette Griffith, yours truly.
Marcus Alexander, how y'all doing?
So I guess we'll be going over the story of your group today and the history of your group, and then finally getting to what you guys are doing today. So I guess you were one of the many groups that came out of Marshall High School, is that right?
That's correct.
That's right.
So when did you guys attend school?
1967 to 1971.
Okay, so you were like a little bit later than some of the other groups I've interviewed from Marshall, like the Wagers. And
right.
So when you were in school, you weren't known as Essence, right? There was you were the Turbulations?
That's right. The new Turbulation.
So what's the story behind? So there was a group called the Turbulations that was in school, and what was their story, I guess? What was that group?
My brother was involved with that group.
Okay.
Thomas Griffith.
So who were the members of that group?
I had Donald Wright, Mike Elroy, Lawson, Willie Lawson, Thomas Griffith, and William Castleberry.
Okay. And then I guess they evolved into, like, some of the members eventually became part of your group, is that right?
Some of the members, but we didn't become a part of the group. We're actually the third renditions of the Turbulations.
Okay.
Because the gentlemen that I just mentioned at that time, they wind up leaving. My brother's the original member.
Okay. So they actually recorded a record, right?
Yes,
the original Turbulations?
Right.
It was called I'm in Love?
Right.
Yeah, I brought that record, which we could play, I guess, near the end of the interview, if we have time. It's a real nice kind of teen group sounding record. And then, I guess, what happened with the group? Like, it sort of split up. Like, I know some members formed another group called the Age of Bronze.
Right. Some of the members from the group Turbulations formed a group. Anthony Redman,
Michael Elroy,
and Lil Greg. We used to call him Lil Greg.
Okay.
Greg Kirby.
Okay. So they made up. So what happened? There was a split in the group, and some guys left the group and were.
Yes, Thomas Griffith left the group, and Willie Lawson left the group.
Okay.
And Thomas Griffith formed another group called the Turbulations because he was the original member from the Turbulations. Matter of fact, he had thought of the name.
Okay.
The Turbulations.
So then, and that's the group that you guys were all in.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
The new Turbulations.
So what happened was there was a Turbulations, then some of the guys left to become the Age of Bronze.
Right.
And
right.
You guys joined the group to be the new version of the Turbulations.
Right. Right. Now, one of the guys that were in the Age of Bronze,
okay,
which was Anthony Redman,
okay,
got with us.
Okay.
You know.
So he became a Turbulation for the second time.
Right.
Okay. So, first of all, do you remember the story? I know you're representing a group that's not fully here, but like how the group, first of all, how did you guys all just sing because everyone was singing back then? Like, well, how did you get started singing?
Well, we play around because Fred and Marcus played basketball a lot together.
Okay.
So it was mainly we was growing up as teens, you know, and right, just hanging out, just having a good time, doo-wop, street corner, you know, type singing thing.
Okay.
And then along while we was out there playing basketball, Marzette Griffin, high tenor, Marcus Alexander, bass.
Okay.
We all got together listening to each other singing.
But
and
I'm going
to
tell you how it really, when me and this guy, Marzette Griffin,
okay,
we used to get together and just sing harmony.
Okay.
And because we heard about his brother.
Okay.
Because he was at Marshall. We was at Marshall, too. But we never did really check him out. I was the one that checked him out.
Okay.
And I told Marzette, let's go check out your brother.
Okay.
You know? And we checked him out at a jamboree.
Okay.
Marshall High School, and they was getting down.
Okay.
And from then, that's when we started forming our own little thing.
Right.
Okay, so you sort of, like, looked up, you saw how, was his name Thomas Griffith, is
right,
that right?
Right.
You saw how the original Turbulations were performing, and you
right,
wanted to be a group like that.
Right, that's right.
So you were telling me that you actually had a different group in high school with a different name?
Yeah, the name of it was the Real Action.
The Real Action.
I don't know what we came up with that name, but it was all right.
That's a pretty good name. So then, in high school, that first group, the Turbulations, actually recorded, the one that you weren't members of.
That's right.
So, you don't know, they recorded a record on a label called Guava.
Right.
The record was I'm in Love. You don't know what the story was of what the record label was or who ran it or how they got a recording contract.
I really didn't get behind
right,
that.
Right, right.
because our parents did get involved with that later on when they recorded the song.
Okay.
But I never got the feedback on what my brother was actually doing over there.
So you sort of knew that something was going on, but
right.
you didn't know
well,
exactly.
We knew that the record was out, right. that kind of thing. We knew they were recording
okay.
at that time back then, you know. But, you know, to us as young adults coming up, you know, that's recording. What y'all doing, man? Get out of there, you know. Come to find out it's one of the most wonderful things you can do with your voice.
Yeah, that's an excellent record, too. I'll definitely play that I'm in Love.
Yes,
yeah. It is. Yeah, and then the Age of Bronze, that song, I'm Gonna Love You, that's also an excellent kind of Chicago
right,
teen up-tempo sound.
Now, that would have been the second release on the Turbulations had they not changed the group.
And they changed because there was some rift, right. and your brother left the group,
right.
and he owned the name, so
right.
they couldn't use it.
Right.
So then, finally, the
New
Turbulations formed. Would you remember what year you were in school when that formed?
Back at the time when the New Turbulation formed, it was 68-69.
Okay.
Right. 68-69. My name is Frederick Smith. I had got picked as a lead singer.
Okay.
You know, and it was Marcus, Hurt, and Slim.
Thomas Griffith,
which all of them was lead singers.
Okay.
Those were the slang names
right.
that he mentioned.
Right.
And Slim.
Okay.
So, you know, the two brothers, Thomas Hurt, Thomas Griffith, Marzette Griffin was brother.
Okay.
And I used to sing in Marshall High School Jamboree.
Okay.
And stuff like that. And
So when you were the New Turbulations, you performed at the Jamboree at Marshall.
Right,
and,
right.
And
right.
you mainly did...
But I performed in the lunchroom.
Okay.
Marcus, Marzette, they was in the Jamboree. It
okay.
was three of them.
Right.
Okay.
And they was the New Turbulations.
Right.
And I seen them, they was getting down.
So you weren't a member, you, Fred, weren't a member
right.
of...
at that particular time.
Okay.
Hurt picked me. Marzette.
Yeah, my brother came home.
Thomas Griffith
came home to
right.
tell Marcus and I that I had another member that he had in mind.
Okay.
And he brought him over, introduced him, and Fred fit like a glove.
Okay.
I mean, there was no doubt about it.
Okay.
You know, I mean, the first time he opened his mouth, we looked at each
right.
other like, wow, what a
big job. I always had a big mouth.
See, what we did was, we were in the lunchroom. We got him in
yeah.
the lunchroom.
Right.
We
right.
sung in the lunchroom. It was the first time he sung with us.
Okay.
And we tore it up in the lunchroom, you know.
Yeah.
From then on, he was with us, and... the rest is history.
Yeah, but Marcus Alexander, Marzette Griffith, and Thomas Griffith were some of the baddest brothers. I have witnessed them. I have watched them. I said I wanted to be with these guys because I was with a group called the Four Symbols.
Okay.
Me, Tim, Kenny,
okay.
and Tuffy, and all us.
Right.
But these guys, man, was outstanding. At the time, I didn't know how to step. They taught me everything.
Okay.
So it was cold-blooded.
I think I want to play... before we get farther into the story, I want
okay.
to play the first Turbulations record, which is the one that Thomas Griffith is singing
right.
on.
Okay. Right.
So who's singing lead on this record?
Greg Curry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll play this record. This is called I'm in Love, and then we'll talk a little bit more.
Yeah, every time I
Okay, that was just the Turbulations with I'm in Love. And we're up in the studio right now doing an interview with members of the group Essence who evolved out of that group, the Turbulations. So we just sort of talked about sort of the story about how the original Turbulations formed at Marshall High School, and some of the members formed the Age of Bronze, and then the new Turbulations formed with members of what became Essence. So that was the original Turbulations' first record. And one thing we didn't talk about was the group had a guitarist, right, that like wrote a lot of the records.
Right, Nick Toler.
Okay. And was he a member with you when you were at Essence also? Or
no, he was not a member with us with Essence, but he worked with us
okay.
from time to time.
And you were telling me that he's like a famous guitarist now?
Yeah, he's really getting down. He's Nick Corleone.
Okay.
Yeah. So who, jazz guitar.
So does he play a lot in Chicago now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jazz records out the whole trip.
He's doing very well.
Okay. Okay, cool. So I'll play, at the end of the interview, if we have time, the Age of Bronze record, I'm Gonna Love You, which is another really nice Chicago kind of sound. So then, I guess, you had became the Turbulations, and you were in high school around the time, like, 69, 70. And then what happened? You eventually changed your name to Essence. So what's the story with that?
Well, we wound up with two other members. My brother, Thomas Griffith, wound up leaving the group.
Okay.
And it was Fred, myself, and Marcus Alexander.
Okay.
Then Butch came to the group.
Okay.
Back to the group, which was Turbulations at the time.
So Butch is Anthony Redman. Okay.
Right.
And Bob Tabor was brought aboard. And I interviewed with Bob Tabor.
Okay.
To the group of Essence.
Okay.
Because he had the structure of writing and playing the piano.
Okay.
So it kind of put everybody really locked in into their spots of what we were capable of doing at that time.
Okay, but you had Essence ultimately had five
right,
members.
Five members.
And you had to change your name after Thomas left the group because he like owned
right,
the name.
Right.
Okay, so is there anything specifically came up with the name Essence or?
Well, we were looking for what would describe the group best.
Okay.
And we wanted it to be the heart of something.
Okay.
And Essence was the name.
Okay. So when did that happen? Like, when did you change your name? Was it early 70s sometime?
It was early 70s, about 71.
Okay.
I'll say around 71, 72.
So had you graduated from high school by that
time? Yeah,
we
were out then.
Yes. Yeah. 71.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you want to do, were you trying to pursue the music thing sort of more professionally, or what did you want
to
do?
Well, yeah, because we got behind more of the recording end of it.
Okay.
We got into the business aspect of this.
Okay.
And we had a recording that we sung. My mom had passed away about that time, and the guys went down to Brunswick Records.
Okay.
And we did a song with Larrell Simon.
Okay.
Titled "Show You Better Than I Can Tell You." He wrote the song.
Okay. But before that, didn't your record Broken, that Black Reflections record come out?
We had a Black Reflections record first.
Yeah. So that the first record you ever released came out, I think, in 1972.
Right.
Right.
And it was on. It was called Black Reflections, and then the flip is a nice ballad called Broken Promises.
Right.
So, and yeah, okay, and that came out on a record label called Ron.
Sure.
Ron Records.
Ron Records, but distributed from Chess.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And then at the time, I guess Chicago artist Cash McCall was on that label.
Right.
And then there was one other Chicago group, the Four Shades, that were on that label that related to the Cool Gents.
Okay.
And so what's the story? How did you get hooked up with that record label?
Well, Billy Easton, by him being one of the writers,
okay,
he had introduced us
okay.
to Cash McCall.
Okay.
And Bob Tabor and all these guys kind of fitted in with each other at that time.
Okay.
Bob Tabor knew Cash McCall also.
Okay. So were you excited that you were going to record your first record
at
the time?
Oh, we had a ball. Right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So then the A side of the record is called Black Reflections, and it's kind of like a conscious, funky kind of song.
Right, right.
So is there any specific story behind that type of song that you did?
Well,
or?
No, it wasn't a specific story. It was just the fact that we knew during the times, it was a lot of bad times of things going on. Right?
Okay.
So we wanted to be able to kind of relate them in our music.
Okay.
And we was living in those times.
Right.
At that time.
Yeah.
It was happening.
A lot of this stuff was happening.
Right. Yeah, that was definitely like the sound of the, like the Temptations.
Right.
That
right.
And basically it's still happening right now.
Right, right. Right. It's just that we were a little bit before our time when we right. put that Black Reflections out.
I agree to that.
Yeah.
I agree.
But it could have been a hit record.
Yeah, I'll play the record right now and then we could talk some more.
Yeah,
so this is Essence. But their first record they ever released from 1972, this is called Black Reflections. Got to hear a little bit of the harmony live. That was Essence with Black Reflections. That definitely is a kind of psychedelic temptations type song, and you're doing five part harmony on the record. So who sang each part on that record?
All five.
Okay. So but like the bass parts were mainly Marcus, right?
Yeah. The top keys was Marzette Griffin.
Okay.
And Bob Taylor. Right?
Okay.
Second tenor baritone.
After the Reverend and Frederick Smith.
Okay. Yeah. So that record came out, and so that was your first recording. So did you start to do more shows around that time?
Right.
So what type of places did you play in Chicago?
I was doing like theaters. We had a place on the west side called the State Theater.
Right.
We had the New Natural Club. It was basically a lot of clubs.
MGM Grand.
Okay.
You know, we were doing shows with people shorts, do it any way you want.
Okay. Yeah. Do you remember any of the definitely had nice The backing track was real nice, too, kind of psychedelic. You don't remember any of the musicians that played on the record, do you?
I know Cash McCall did some things on it. Matter of fact, he produced.
Okay.
Billy Easton did some work.
Okay.
And a lot of the other musicians I'm not familiar with at that time.
Okay. But did you get any play on the record in Chicago?
We got some play, but not enough to be recognized for it.
Okay.
Right.
Well, before we talk some more, I wanted to play the flip of the record because it's a real nice ballad.
Okay.
So this is called Broken Promises. So I'll play it, and we could talk some more. If anyone has any questions, they can call up 773-702-8424. This is Essence with Broken Promises. Okay, that was just Essence with Broken Promises. That was the flip of their first record. And that was a real nice ballad that came out in 72. And who was singing lead on that record?
Bob Taylor.
Okay. So we were just talking about how after that came out, you started doing some more shows around Chicago. But then you didn't actually end up releasing anything again until you signed with Epic Records.
Right.
And I think your first record on Epic came out in 75. And you had four records you released on Epic. So what was happening in between that time from 1972 to 1975?
Well, we was working as a group.
Right.
And then we were doing a lot of recording because a lot of recording came from inside the group also.
Okay.
Right? Jim Peterick wound up being one of the writers.
Okay.
For Essence.
And he was in the group, the rock group, the Isomarch, right?
Right.
So,
Vehicle.
So how did you get affiliated with him?
Well, the group did a song out of Chicago by Larrell Simon. It was titled Show You Better Than I Can Tell You. And then it was interviewed by Epic Records.
So how'd you get hooked up with Larrell? You told me you were doing some kind of
advertising. We was down at Brunswick.
Okay.
And they wrote a song Willie Henderson, my management at the time was Will Carthen.
Okay.
They all agreed to write a song for Essence to come in and do.
Like as a demo?
As a demo. Right.
So you were going to do a demo and cut it at Brunswick Records?
Right, and that's what we did. We did cut it there.
Okay, and you told me you were doing some kind of advertising jingle work or something like that?
We were doing the commercials, the jingles with McDonald's.
Okay.
Bill Powell's.
Okay.
Charles Stephanie at the time.
Right. Okay, so how'd you get hooked up doing that stuff, actually?
Well, Bill Powell, he wound up meeting us.
Okay.
And we were all, at one time, all five of the members at the group worked at McDonald's.
Okay.
And Bill Powell came out to do some work at McDonald's because they were shopping for the commercial scenes then.
Okay.
In fact, they was doing a lot of camera work then.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys, sometime you actually did like commercial jingles that were played.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
For McDonald's.
Yeah.
What was
grab a bucket in my... Scrub from bottom to top.
There is nothing so clean than my burger machine.
Grab a broom and a brush.
We had some real nice stuff. Yeah. Coca-Cola.
Walter Pitford, Leo Morgan.
Okay.
People of that nature. Patty, all of them, they ran the McDonald's.
Okay. So then you... You went to Brunswick eventually to record a demo. When did that happen?
It had to happen around 72 to 73.
Okay.
So we got involved with that particular recording.
Okay.
And then the members of the group were there. I was the only one that wasn't there.
Okay.
When they wrote the song.
Okay.
And two of the members that are sitting here, Fred and Marcus, mentioned to the people that were down there because they wanted to select a song for us to go with. And they felt that wasn't the song, but they remembered. They didn't know how many of the members that was in the group.
Okay.
So Bob and Butch, Marcus and Fred was down in the recording studio.
Right.
And they said, well, we have another member from the group.
Right.
You know, but his mom passed away with, you know.
Okay.
He had the voice.
He had to take care of business for us. So.
He had the natural aid.
And they brought the song back to me.
Okay.
I was one of the, I was the lead singer for the song.
So that song, were you supposed to ever sign to Brunswick, or are you just more going to the studio there to record?
No, we weren't supposed to sign with Brunswick. As a matter of fact, let me tell it like it went down. Brunswick turned us down.
Okay.
And Carl Davis, I love him for it, you know, it gave us a better break, though.
Yeah, I know, probably if you had gotten on at that time, there was a lot of tax write-offs, and you
might have,
because I interviewed a group, Channel 3, up in here, and they were like a talented group. Bobby Thomas was in that group, and they had a good song, but they just got not promoted and written off by Brunswick because they were kind of going under around that time.
Right.
So you were probably lucky that you didn't.
Yeah, and then they told us, you know, there were some things happening, but they allowed us to record there, and they took the song into New York.
Okay.
And it was a big convention, record convention, when all the record companies come together.
Okay.
And it was three record companies that selected Essence, but we didn't wind up with any of those guys who selected us due to the fact they had other artists that they were putting out at the time.
Do you remember some of the other companies?
It was Capitol Records.
Okay.
It was Curtis Mayfield's label.
Kurt Tom Records.
Kurt Tom Records.
Okay.
And then Epic had approached my management.
Okay.
And said that we like the group.
So who
placed them out now?
Who was your management at the time?
Will Carthen.
Okay.
And Willie Henderson.
Okay.
And
Will Carthen is deceased.
Okay. Is Willie Henderson the guy that hooked you up with just recording the demo at Brunswick? Okay.
Yeah, he's the main reason why.
How'd you get hooked up with him and Will as the managers?
Okay, well, Will Carthen was the management for a while.
Okay.
One of the members of the group was a cousin.
Okay.
Of Will Carthen.
Okay.
And one of the cousins was a member of the record industry also, which is Gus Redman.
Okay, so Anthony was a cousin to...
Gus Redman. Right.
Okay.
And Will Carthen.
And Will Carthen.
Okay. And then how did Willie Henderson get involved again?
Well, Willie Henderson got involved when Will Carthen had approached Willie Henderson to help the group.
Okay. So then he helped you cut a demo, and it got played at a record at an industry convention in New York. And Epic Records selected the record and signed you on as artist.
Well, they came back to Chicago.
Okay.
And they met the group.
Okay.
It was Jim Peterick and Frank Rand.
So they were representing Epic Records.
Right.
Okay.
Was representing for Epic Records.
Okay. So Jim Peterick, he must have worked there after the Ides of March or something. He got an industry
right
job.
Right after that. Right. It was right after that.
Okay. And then you signed a contract with them.
Right.
And you started recording, is that right? And you recorded a whole bunch of songs.
Yeah.
Right.
We recorded a full album.
Okay. Did you record the album all at once? Or?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
It went in spurs.
So if the first record you released, they released on you, came out in 75, I think it was called Sweet Fools.
Okay, yeah.
And I actually don't have that that record to play today. Okay. But then the second record that came out, I think it was your biggest hit as Essence, and it was called Loving You Comes Naturally.
Right.
And that actually, the writers on that, I was looking, I think Larrell Simon and that's I think right, Larry right. Brownlee was one of the writers.
Right.
So I guess, did you interact with them at all, or how did they end up writing the song for you?
Well, that's the one, Larrell Simon wrote the first song that got us the deal.
Okay.
And when he came back and they was interested in doing some more work on Essence, Larrell wrote that song, Loving You Comes Naturally.
Right. Okay, were you...
Because he also wrote for
Lost Generation.
Well, he was in the Lost Generation.
Right, he was, yeah.
Right, he was a member.
Yeah, him, Larry Brownlee was in the Lost
right,
Generation,
right,
too.
Right, right.
So, were you friends with Larrell? Or
yeah,
okay.
We were friends with Larrell.
So I'll play this record and we'll talk a little bit more. This is Essence with the first big hit in Chicago from 1976. This is called Loving You Comes Naturally. Okay, that was just Essence with their biggest hit in Chicago from 1976. That was Loving You Comes Naturally. And I guess, do you remember that actually got airplay in Chicago?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
Quite a bit.
And did you get more work after that, like tour some more?
A lot of work.
And then one thing is all your other records are written by Jim Peterick. The other Epic Records.
Right.
So, he became your management at that time, too?
No, he was just still a writer at the time.
Okay, so he was just working with Epic.
Right.
So you released four records on Epic, 445s.
Right.
And what was the story? Like, did they not promote them, or?
Well, it seems as though that's what happened.
Okay.
They didn't promote it.
Okay, and you said you recorded a whole album, but it wasn't released. You don't know what the story with that was.
No,
right.
And did you start doing any bigger shows because of Epic?
Yeah.
Okay.
I started getting on a lot of big shows.
You were telling me about some like show that you did with or some tour you were supposed to do or did with a bunch of epic artists?
Yeah, People's Choice.
Many Ripperton Sly and the Family Stones.
Mm-hmm.
We were all under the same roster at the time.
Okay.
Elm, Melvin, the Blue Notes.
The Heat Wave group.
Right. Okay. So did you do a tour with those guys? Or
we didn't do the tour. We were scheduled.
We were scheduled.
Okay. And then what happened?
Well, we wound up with a lot of bookings back here as well, so we were clashing.
Okay.
And the pay was good to get out of here, but at the same time, we were at home. It was more relaxing for us at that time, you know.
Okay.
We didn't quite understand the business.
Okay. So then, I guess, after they put out those four 45s on you, did your contract expire? Or
yes,
what?
It did.
Okay.
Yeah, it expired.
Okay.
For the Epic Records.
So what was going on at the time? The group was still the five members, is that right?
Right.
And then, I guess, you had a couple more records you released after that. One of them was on Lance...
Yes.
Lance Records.
Right. Well, that was the three of us then.
Right.
Okay, so...
Down to the three of us.
So, and I think that came out early 80s.
Right.
So what was the story? Did the two other members just leave?
Yeah, because they wanted to do their own thing. Matter of fact, one opened up a restaurant at the time.
Right.
Anthony
right.
Reppin opened up
right.
a restaurant.
Okay.
And Bob got fully in control about writing
producing
and producing.
Okay.
So he right. got behind the ball and with Wax.
Right.
That.
And he started working with the other guy, the group.
Okay.
The guys...
Dick and Lawson.
Not the Lawson,
but
what was his name? Oh, I'm looking right at him.
Yeah,
right at him. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know who they are. We'll come back to
them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not Misty.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. But basically, Bob was sort of working behind the scenes with another Chicago
yeah,
group.
Right. Right.
And then. You guys sort of kept together, is that right? Or did you ever break up for a period of time? Or
No, we pretty much stayed together at that yeah. time.
Okay.
And we started working with Don Burnside. As a matter of fact, Yvonne Gage, myself, Marzette Griffith,
okay.
and Dick Fowler
okay.
were right. working doing background vocals.
Okay.
We were in the recording studio at this particular night. And Don Burnside had mentioned to me that he had some tracks that he had been working on, but he had no vocals to them.
Okay.
So he said, if you're interested, Marzette, you know, I can let you see what you can do to the tracks. I said, well, I still work with Marcus and Fred.
Okay.
And he said, oh, that's great. So I took the idea back to the guys, and we sat down, and we came up with the brilliant idea of all three of us leading a song.
Okay.
Switch leading.
And you changed the name a little bit. Like, the group was called Essence, but it was spelled S-S-S-Ence.
Yeah, that was a thing that was told to us to do. At
okay.
the time, because we did have the Epic name, I mean the Essence name, under E-S-S-E-N-C-E.
Okay.
And the people that we wound up with over at Lance Records,
okay.
they decided, okay, well, you guys really into this name, and there's three of you guys, you're originals. So what we want you to do is to take the three S's,
okay.
you know, make it Essence.
So, like, who ran that label, the Lance label?
It was Granville White.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So did you get how'd you get hooked up with the label?
Okay, well, Granville White went out to start his own thing because he was one of the members from Epic Records.
Okay.
He worked at Epic at one point.
Okay.
And I guess he went into retirement.
Okay.
And he still had access to groups.
Promotion-wise.
Okay.
Promotion.
So we went there for promotional purposes.
Okay.
And he had his son, Maurice.
Maurice
White.
White.
Right.
Oh, okay. So I'll play... So the record you released, one side was a cover of the Miracle song, What Love Has Joined Together. And the other side was called If You Want Me. So what was the intended A side of that?
What Love Has Joined Together.
Okay. I'll play the record and we can talk a little bit more.
Okay.
So this is, I guess, one of the last records ever released by Essence. I think this was 83.
Yeah.
I think
it was 83, 84.
And this is Essence with a cover of the Miracles, What Love Has Joined Together.
Together, can't nobody take it.
Too bad the audience didn't get to hear the whole. I gotta say the best part about the interview was hearing you guys sing the harmony live.
Yeah. Wow!
But the audience only got to hear it at the end of each song.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it sounded nice. I think you guys should do something with that because it sounded really nice. So anyways, that was, I guess you released one more record after that. I think on Triple T, you were saying it was a 12-inch.
Right.
Yeah, that was. Lady, I'm Coming to Get You. I had the pleasure of writing that. Me, Marcus Alexander, and Leonard Logan.
Okay. Yeah, I don't
have... Bob Taylor had to produce it.
You didn't get a chance to get the whole trip.
No, I don't have that one. I'm still looking for that one.
I found out where that album is. Buck Moe.
Okay.
You know, Kenny and them, they died, but he got all the albums.
So you released a whole... You recorded a whole album, you're saying?
No, it was just a single.
Just that 12-inch single.
12-inch.
Yeah, right. I'll probably find it eventually. I'll make a recording of it when I find it.
But if you don't, I can get it. Because Mo left town. He went to Beloit, Wisconsin, and he gave all the albums to Buck.
Okay.
I just talked to him. He got them.
Okay, cool.
He got the 12-inch.
Yeah, I'll make you a recording of it if you want.
Yeah.
So, without a doubt. So I guess we should talk about, so what have you got? So was that, when, do you remember when that record came out?
It was a little bit in between 85, 86.
Okay.
Right.
So,
in there.
So how long?
It was like a couple of years after that we had did What Love Has joined together.
So how long did you guys stay together after that last record
we
came out?
We was always together.
Okay.
You know, we was always, my dad come up with something, hey man, let's do this here, Marcus, me, we always worked together.
So since then, you never officially broke up. Since then, you've always been doing music together.
We've always been together.
Okay. So what happened to the other members of the group that aren't here, Bob and Anthony?
Well, Butch is sanctified, and he feels comfortable about what he's doing. Right. He's a preacher, and he's not coming back to this world.
So he's a preacher on the south, on the
and
south
Robert
side.
Robert Taylor is a producer. Right.
So he's still involved with music?
Yes, he is. Yes,
okay.
He
is. You don't remember what was the group that he had also worked with that you were saying in the late 70s?
Heaven and Earth.
Heaven and Earth. Oh, okay. Right. Okay, cool. That's interesting, too. Right.
Yes. Well, he had something to do with, too, the 12-inch. Lady, I'm Coming to Get You.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and he's still doing music now, you're saying?
Right.
Okay, that's cool. So, is there any... First of all, I got to say thanks so much for coming up and telling your story. Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, people appreciate hearing the story of your group. And is there any sort of final words for the audience? I know you're doing music today, right?
Yeah, individually. I have an album out. It's simply titled "Are You Going My Way?" Marzette Griffith.
Okay.
Are You Going My Way?
And you're a big stepper too, right?
Oh yeah.
So I'm sure a lot of Chicago people. Just
I can't say it on your radio station because I know how it is when you mention the radio.
You can mention other radio stations. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful! I won the world's largest V103 world's largest steppers contest. I am the first. Dimples and I. And then I came back in '93 and won again. So I am the first world's largest steppers contest winner from V103. Also can be seen in the movie Love Jones with Lorenz Tate and Nita Long. Step in.
All right.
And so you guys, so you said you had that solo thing, and I know you guys were working on some other stuff now, too. Is that...
Right.
Okay.
New project.
Okay, well, definitely, you know, let me know if stuff comes out. I can announce it.
But we would like to say, as a group that's always been together and stayed in tune, what?
Love has joy together. What? Love has joy together, together. Can nobody take it apart?
It was excellent. So,
I like to say that I'm Marcus Alexander. I'm doing some solo stuff of my own also that me and Marzette had the pleasure of going in the studio with. Some things that me and him did together. And he hooked me up. He produced some of the stuff that I'm doing, and we're doing. I'm doing stuff with him as well. And we put it together.
Yeah.
And I like to also say, my name is Frederick Smith. I had a deceased to pass, Mr. Barbara Smith. I have a daughter named Cynthia Smith. The funeral was Saturday from 9 to 10, 10 to 11. I missed the services because I couldn't leave a patient at that particular time. It hurted me to death. I'm very sorry, but I had to do what my job obligated me to do. I can't abandon a patient. My daughter, I'm very sorry. I love you. I love Barbara. But things happen. So thank you very much. And God be with Bob.
Okay, well, thanks for coming down, guys. And this last record that I'm going to play is the Age of Bronze record that I didn't get to play before. This is the Age of Bronze. And also, if anyone has any questions, they can call up. The number is 773-702-8424. And this last record is the Age of Bronze with I'm Gonna Love You.